Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we are coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It's a Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Send the tweet, send them hot, at Ken Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N. Hickey.
Yes, Ken.
Have I told you lately that I love Baker Mayfield?
No, first time hearing about this.
Really?
Yeah. You want to talk to me more about it?
Should I fire up the Michael Stanley?
Ooh, you have to give us 1 second to get it ready.
Well, you're going to have to get that ready because it's a hot track, son. Look at you. I can hear you already like, oh, get it. It's Michael Stanley. Here we go again, Michael Stanley. Yeah!
It was 19 in the
How great is it, Hickey? McKeon, who's your favorite team?
The New York Jets.
Boy, that's right. Hold on. Cut the music. Are you nervous?
No.
You're not? Okay, because people are freaking out. I watched some of you Jets guys freak out during those games, and I'm going, hey, I wanted Sam Darnold. I wanted Sam Darnold. Bad. And when they took Baker Mayfield, I'm like, all right, let's see. Sam let him back today, though, folks. You feeling good about Sam and his future?
I really am. And he has a lot less talent around him than the Browns do, honestly. You have an NFL running back on your team.
Where did you guys get your running back from?
Kmart.
No. Tell America where you got your running back from. Tell America where your favorite team got their running back from.
The Cleveland Browns.
When my father took me to my very first game, he said, Hickey's gonna show you how the game is played.
McKeon,
here we go again.
Cut the music! I can't believe I just heard somebody else. Yeah, they just don't have the athletes the Browns have. I gotta tell you, I'm sorry. Hickey, McKeon. Again, they haven't won a game in like a year, 2 years, whatever it's been. They've ripped off five now. I don't know what to do with myself. Hickey?
No, I mean, yeah, think about it. You've seen more wins this year than what, the past 3 years combined?
Just some of you fans out there who have quarterbacks, it's nice. It's nice, man. It is nice to do this. I hope it stays this way. I hope Shep was putting on the bad juju before he left. When he started saying RG3, I wanted to drive to New York and throw him out of the studio. Oh my God. It feels so good to actually have a guy to talk about and to get excited about who actually leads the team. It's amazing, isn't it, Hickey? Hickey, you had a question before we roll on and we get back to the calls here. Go ahead, Hick.
Well, we'll stick with the Browns topic quickly.
Say it real quick.
In their game today, they wore their all-white jerseys. And mm-hmm. I was just asking, if you have a home jersey, what's the point? You know, why don't you wear it at home?
Well, there's been a couple of things to that. One, the old Browns jerseys are a classic jersey. And there's only so many things you can do with Seal Brown and Burn Orange, okay? It was a classic jersey, and some people thought that it had gotten a little bit boring. So when they were going to redo the jerseys, people were, oh, man, cool, Nike's going to redo the jerseys. Now, one of the major gripes back in the day, and Mike Holmgren, this is the sit on down, son, let me tell you a tale. Mike Holmgren had them always wear home whites, all whites at home. And when the team was good, no one cared. Like, they did it back in the 80s a little bit, and then back in the old days, in the glory days, they did it, and nobody cared because the team was good. So when they wore the home whites, it didn't really matter. But when they suck, it's just one more thing to bitch and moan about, and it's one more thing that bothers you. Because they're not even wearing the brown jerseys at home. And then they change the jerseys and people think they're going to be great. And then they roll out these things, which are just an abomination of sight. And now you're waiting for it. It's two more seasons until they can actually change a jersey. I think it's the 2020 season they can wear a new jersey. I think this might be the final year coming up in 2019. I might be mistaken about that. I might have lost count. I might be trying to hurry up the clock where they can change the jersey. And they will be changing the jersey again. But honestly, Hickey, now they just wear them because it could be the least offensive thing to wear. Like some of their, when they wear the all browns, the all brown jersey, first of all, the pants are horrible. But when they wear the all brown jersey, the numbers are hard to see for the broadcasters. It's hard to see the numbers because they mix together. They're not. It's not just the different contrast of what you have with classic jerseys like what you see with the Raiders and what you see with the Bears and the Packers and so on and so forth. So it's harder to see. And then there's just a bunch of stuff that doesn't make sense. So usually they just try to keep it as least offensive as possible. Does that make sense to you, Hickey?
I get it. I mean, I don't agree with it, but I guess I get it.
Okay. No, I'm just telling you. That's the way it is. That's the way I see it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I want to get back to the phones here. Let me get to Rich in Ohio. Rich, you're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Ken? How are you?
Rich, I'm doing wonderful, my friend. Much better than I deserve, and I thank you for the call. Go ahead.
What do you think? Super Bowl, Super Brown.
It's a good feeling. Look at this. This is like a Browns postgame show all of a sudden. Do you see how this is going? I thought you were gonna yell at me about the Steelers. I thought you were a Steelers fan.
Well, I have to do that because I listen to you in the morning when you guys do that because I'm actually an implant. I'm not from Cleveland.
Ah.
I'm up here, and I'm a Steelers fan in Cleveland.
Wow.
I hear a lot of Cleveland sports talk radio now because I'm now living in the Cleveland area.
Okay.
And the Browns are kind of growing on me.
Listen, Rich, I always make jokes about Steelers fans, and you know that. And my own aunt, my dear beloved Aunt Cheryl, who's down in Abbeville, South Carolina, is a big Steelers fan, as much as it hurts my heart, and I'll make fun of her too. But I try to respect what's going on, but I can't stand what Ben Roethlisberger's become. I can't stand what that team has become right now. Not the organization, because they have all the problems of a team that's recently won a Super Bowl, except they haven't done it, Rich. You're going to have to defend your team to me, sir.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on. I think Tomlin should have been fired a few years ago. I think there's just a time when they tune you out, I guess. Because his message, just like the other, that one, Antonio Brown, he's doing a speech after a game, and Antonio Brown's doing Facebook Live.
That was something, when a guy does something like that, I didn't get that upset about it at that time. I think you can look at that as an indication of things that have come since. Possibly that's one of the things. But Antonio, for the most part, has handled his business out there in the field. I still go back to what's going on inside the locker room. You have so much talent, and I don't take you. I take you maybe the fourth or the fifth most serious team in the AFC to go to the Super Bowl now. Which now, watch out of spite, you'll go to the Super Bowl. But you understand what I'm saying.
I don't know, man. That's a tough two games they got coming up.
But you have the Patriots next, and then you have the Saints, right? And then you close things out with Cincinnati?
Then the Bengals.
Then the Bengals. Yeah. So the Bengals are garbage right now, so you don't got to worry about them. I still think, Rich, the problem with what's going on, now that you've lost three straight and you've lost to a couple of poop teams, and Rich, thank you very much for the call, is if you get beat by the Patriots, which, my God, they're going to be out for blood now, like they wouldn't be already. You get beat by the Patriots, you get beat by the Saints, and you beat the Bengals, it's like you're back into the playoffs. And for a team like the Steelers, that's unacceptable. You should be kicking ass and taking names if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. And I got a quarterback who says, I should be able to blame whoever I want to blame. Great. What a great vibe you guys have out there in Pittsburgh. Ah! It's not, they're paid professionals. They're adults. I know it's not all going to be ice cream and peaches. I got that. But when you're blaming after each other and going after each other, I shouldn't say a couple of poop teams, one poop team. The Chargers are good, and I'm going to give the Broncos some respect. Jaguars should have beaten you, and that is a poop team. But if you're backing into the playoffs here, I should demand more out of you. And for the organization, maybe Mike Tomlin should be close to the chopping block right now. I think a lot of Steelers fans have wanted to fire Mike Tomlin over the last couple of years. I remember driving back and hearing their post-game shows a couple of times when they got beat by Tampa Bay at home a few years back. A couple of people, they've been wanting Mike Tomlin. A lot of people have been wanting Mike Tomlin for a long time. I think the lesson, and I brought up the Browns before, in your own division has certainly always confirmed to the Rooneys to give more patience than what they should. Because you have one team that's traded out coaches every other year. They never drafted the talent that the Steelers have had. But you've had guys be switched out every other year, and it hasn't provided any consistency. So they're going to be very careful about firing a guy. Very careful. But you always have to still be drafting the talent. And when you're getting no leadership from that position, when you have guys who take things very personally, and they do, and they feel that they are getting personally slighted in the media by that guy, you're going to get the results you've gotten here over the last couple of weeks if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steve in Akron, you're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
What's up, Ken? How you doing, brother?
Steve, doing wonderful. Go ahead, friend.
Hey, what do we want to talk about? I would love to talk Browns and how awesome this organization is becoming.
Go ahead. I don't care. Yeah.
Forming a dynasty.
Well, okay. Wait a minute. John Dorsey. Steve?
Yes, I'm here.
You're still a little ahead of yourself there, okay? They've won 5 games. They're still under 500. Now, I'm excited, too. And I think you should be excited for the future. But let's hold back on the D word for just a moment, okay?
Baker Mayfield.
And just answer it with Baker Mayfield.
Are we not doing what we're supposed to so far?
So far, they're doing what they're supposed to.
We're putting the program forward how we need to do that.
Yes, they are. They are doing that. But we got to hold back on words like dynasty.
We're America's
Steve.
Team. It's not Dallas anymore. Sorry, Dallas fans out there.
See, I see it a little differently, Steve, and I thank you for the call. I see it a little differently. I think Baker Mayfield rubs a lot of the national media the wrong way. I think a lot of people want to see him fail. I think a lot of people want to see him fail. The Dallas Cowboys, can't say they're always the good guy. But you might be looking at the bad guy right there. George in L.A. He's not worried about the Rams. He's next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, George.
Not worried at all, Ken. These things happen. I figured they would lose 26 degrees. This first game in the cold this year for them, besides the Denver game, that was earlier in the year. But
so you thought they'd lose just because it was cold outside, Steve? Hell.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. And also because of the fact that let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
They should have ran the ball of Gurley much, much more. McVay had an off game, and Goff looked terrible, but it's going to happen. I mean, you know, both defenses played well, but Chicago has a better defense. But I don't see that happening again, particularly if they play in Los Angeles in a playoff game.
Yeah, and the only team that's above you right now are the New Orleans Saints, and they play in a dome anyway, so I guess that's really not going to work out in any other direction. If you had to go to Chicago again or you had to go to Seattle, that could be a big problem. Minnesota plays in a dome, and so does Dallas if it just shakes out the top six right now. Boy, you really got it by the stones there, don't you there, George?
No, not Ken. Anything could happen, Bud. But I'm just saying they had a bad game. It's going to happen. Maybe it's good for them to get a wake-up call and quit, you know, acting like they're, you know, nobody can beat them. Because somebody needs to win the game, you know.
I really thought they should have tried to run the ball a little bit more. You're putting the ball in the air. The defense is, it's cold outside, just like what you said. George, how many times did they run the ball? Only like 11? How many times did they run the ball with Todd Gurley tonight?
11 times.
That's it?
Yeah, and, you know, McVay, I mean, start that second half, that safety was a killer. It's going to happen, you know.
You're putting the ball in the air. And thank you for the call. It's not, and sorry, thank you, George. You know I appreciate when you call, but it's not like you're down 40 to nothing. It's 15 to 6. You're really throwing the ball in the air that much? You could have kept ball control. Trubisky has been, he's just coming back from injury. He was good right before the injury. He's just coming back from it. Who knows what you're going to get out of him? Cold night, coming back from a banged up shoulder. And he didn't look overwhelmingly great in his own right. You gave up 101 yards on the ground. You lost the turnover battle in that case with Jared Goff, who threw four interceptions compared to Mitchell Trubisky's three. And you only ran Todd Gurley 11 times? I know everybody loves Sean McVay. That is poor planning right there. 855-212-4CBS. Coming up next, yes, Kyler Murray should knock off the foolishness and just play baseball. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Boy, I tell you, baseball's really got a great... I like to defend baseball, but this really sucks for Kyler Murray. You hear the way he talks, and then you hear the way Scott Boras talks, and it feels like there is a gun to his head that is cocked that is going to make him play baseball. He is having the time of his life playing football. And the worst part about it is that people are telling him that, yo, you can make it in football. Offenses are different. They're more colleged up. Yeah, you can make it in football. You could be a first-round pick. Hell, look at Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's still, what, 5'9", 6 feet, 3 inches taller. There is a little bit of a difference there. But, hey, Baker Mayfield's a smaller guy. Like, Baker Mayfield's having a good time out there. And Kyler Murray's getting told, hey, you can make it. And it's starting to mess with his emotions a little bit. This is a guy who's a high pick by the Oakland Athletics who signed a, what, $4.66 million contract? And I want to tell him to follow his passion because it seems that football is where it's at. That he wants to play football, that he loves football, that he loves leading a team, that he loves playing the quarterback position, that he loves being the very, very best. And it looks more and more like we've almost QB'd proof the NFL. Then I see certain guys go out there and struggle who are very young quarterbacks who might end up being nothings. And while so much has changed with the NFL, and a lot of it has, we're now we've stopped trying to pick guys who just fit into certain circumstances because we've only seen so many pro-style offenses over the last couple of years in college football. The landscape has changed so much. Guys have to start so much earlier that we've started to put in so much more college offense in the NFL. And honestly, thank God. Getting guys a little bit of a shot, it's changed the landscape. It's made it more fun. It's a different challenge to defenses, and some defenses are starting to catch up with that. But it's a different challenge to defense, but it makes the league fun. Evolving makes it fun. And we watch that every single week in the NFL. And for Kyler Murray, now it starts to play with his emotions. And while I want him to follow his dreams, I want him to be able to follow his love, and it seems that he loves football, I looked up and I had Hickey look up some other contracts, and he came up with a great list. Just four guys. Steven Piscotty, Yan Gomes, who is a two-time All-Star, by the way, Mitch Moreland, Rougned Odor, the nephew of Rougie Odor. These are decent baseball players. A few all-star appearances here, but for the most part, decent baseball players. Not overwhelming, not the leaders of their team, not the primetime players for their team. Scotty makes 7.3, Yan Gomes makes 7, Mitch Moreland makes 6.5, Rougie Odor makes $7.8 million a year on their contracts. It's just good business. We all do things that we don't want to do for money. His happens to be that he's really good at baseball. You can have a much longer career, and I shouldn't have to be able to tell you the rest of all the health concerns and all the things that can go your way. And even if he's marginally good at baseball, say he knocks around in the minors for a few years, they bring him up, hey, he's okay. He's maybe light hitting. I don't know how great he'd be in the major leagues. Maybe he'll be wonderful, and he's one of the greatest infielders we've ever seen, and he's exceptional, and then he'll love that he's playing baseball, and you'll love that he's playing baseball, and he's this great former Heisman Trophy winner, a la Charlie Ward in the NBA, who's able to provide and play great baseball now. Maybe he will be that guy. Or maybe he'll just knock around and be a regular old middle infielder, and that'll be the end of it. Maybe that's what it'll be. He'll still make way more money than what he would be, a regular old middle-of-the-road backup quarterback in the NFL or something else in the NFL. And it's more guaranteed, and it's a longer contract, and it's a better health lifestyle. There's just so many things that are a little bit easier for him. And while I think his passion, it seems to be, is his cup is overflowed with love for the game of football. And if he decided to go with football, I'd say, you know what? He's going with his love. Damn the torpedoes. I hope it all works out for him. You and I both know we ain't walking away from that money. And when it comes to guarantees, and it already comes to 4.6 just waiting on him in the bank, we all got to do things we don't like, son. It's probably time that you count your money and play your baseball. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let me get back to the phones here. Mike in D.C., you're next up on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Duncan, I care.
Mike, I'm doing wonderful. I thank you for asking. Go ahead.
I have a quick couple questions for you.
Okay.
The next 2 weeks, Steelers versus Patriots, who do you have winning that game?
Is that in Foxborough?
I believe so.
Let me look real quick. It is. No, it's at home. It's at Heinz Field, 425.
Okay.
Patriots coming after a tough loss. I'm going to take the Pats. Go ahead.
Okay, and then Steelers traveling to the Dome against Drew Brees in the Dome. Who do you have winning that game?
I got the Saints. That's also a 425 game. Go ahead.
Okay, how about the Ravens versus the Buccaneers? Who do you have winning that game?
I have the Ravens winning that game. The Bucs are not a good football team.
Okay, what about the Ravens versus the Chargers?
I have the Chargers. Where's it at? Is that in L.A.? It doesn't matter. I think the Chargers will win that game.
Okay. So then now, Browns versus the Broncos. Who do you have winning that game?
Oh, I still have to take the Broncos. They're hotter than hell, and that defense is really, really good. They got two good pass rushers. But, where are you trying to take me, Mike?
But listen. You're taking the Broncos with no wide receivers. And Greg Williams facing one of his former quarterbacks that he knows very well.
Oh, my God. What are you trying to say to me, Mike? You get to the point. What are you saying to me, Mike?
So I'm going Browns with that game.
Okay. All right, fine.
Week 16, Browns versus Bengals. Who do you have for that game?
Week 17, week 16, Browns versus Bengals. I'm taking the Browns. Okay? What are you trying to say to me, Mike?
Week 17, you have Ravens versus Browns. When
is
that game
get
to division?
You got to be kidding me.
Yup. Look at the record.
Mike.
The Steelers would be 7-7-1.
No. No.
The Ravens would be 6-7.
No.
The Browns would be 7-7-1.
Mike, don't play with my emotions.
The winner of that game will get the division, and you guys already beat them.
Mike, have you ever seen Friday?
Yes.
You remember when Worm said playing with my money is like playing with my emotions?
Yes, sir.
Playing with the rest of the Browns schedule is playing with my emotions, Mike. I can't allow you to do it.
It's shaped up that way. It's shaped up for a Week 17 showdown for Baker to play for the division. It's looking like that.
Oh, my God. Oh. Mike, you're killing me. Mike, I got to let you go.
All right.
You can't bring me across the pulpit. No, my own well-being and health, and you have a good night too. My own well-being and health will not allow me to do that. Hickey, who are you letting through tonight?
We're pumping you up tonight.
What are you doing to me?
They're 5-7.
Hickey, they're 5-7-1. And yes, they're mathematically still in the AFC North. And yes, it would be their first time that they were to win a division since 1989. And yes, I know I was 3 years old. I know all that. But can we stop? Hickey, can you stop putting these people on who are playing with my emotions here? Playing with my good feelings? I'm excited that they won today. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited that they won. They got to go to Mile High on Saturday. Philip Lindsay running like crazy. Case Keenum with dramatic handoffs. Bradley Chubb, he's got sacks like crazy right now on the other side of Von Miller. Just, I'm excited that they've won some games. I think 19 is where I start to affix some expectations. I can't. Not yet. No, Hickey. No. 855-212-4CBS. Coming up next, we'll get to more of you. Plus, we'll go around the NFL. Week 14 style. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio. I can't allow it.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS. I don't even want to throw the number out right now. That is the toll-free call. It's brought to you by Geico. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. I'm not doing this, Hickey.
Come on, you're a man of the people.
Mike in D.C. called in, and he decided to give me a way that the Browns can make the playoffs. Because that's what we've devolved into tonight. Stop. Listen, you know where I stand on things. And I told you every single hour on the hour how much I love Baker Mayfield and how happy I am that the Browns drafted Baker Mayfield. And how he's the leader that Cleveland wants and deserves and the whole shebang. But we got 3 weeks left in the season. They're 5-7-1. You're not going to get me worked into a shoot about the Cleveland Browns making the playoffs here. I'm excited about their progress. I have high hopes for 2019. I'm not going to allow this. Let me go to the phones. Matt in Cleveland. Matt, hello.
Good evening, Mr. Carmen.
Hello, Matt. What craziness?
We got a shooter.
What, in Baker Mayfield?
Oh, God. You can't tell me you don't love that. We finally have a quarterback.
I'm happy that they finally have a quarterback, but I'm not going to get excited about going to the playoffs just yet. They're not going to the playoffs, Matt. We can't do this.
I'm not holding out any hope for the playoffs. I'm just happy I have fun football to watch.
Oh yes, absolutely, absolutely. I'm just happy that we actually have something. I'm watching in December. I'm having fun in December. There will be a conversation about going to the games. Baker Mayfield made a mention about that. But damn it, don't do that. I'm just pointing out that 19, I think 19's the year. I said the same thing about the Colts. I said the Colts are making the playoffs next year. I think the Browns can make the playoffs next year. That should be the year where they take that jump. Then you're going to know about Baker Mayfield because you'll have an offseason where defenses can adjust, Matt. Matt, I thank you for the call, okay? Thank you very much. You guys aren't going to get me to do it. I'm not going to. Ken in Ohio, you're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, Kent?
Hi, Ken. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. So can you give me one good reason the Browns should not hire Greg Williams at the end of this year? And don't give me because there's retread head coaches, loser head coaches out there that's available. Thank you. I listen.
Damn you, Ken. Damn you. Turn it off. Now we want to hire Greg. You know, it's amazing. They lost to the Texans last week, and people were going, no, Greg Williams doesn't have a shot. Now Greg Williams is back in. I don't think anybody really wanted Greg Williams to be the head coach of the Browns in the first place. You want the answer? There you go. I think Freddie Kitchens has a serious answer. I think they want to go younger. I think they want to go offense. I think they're going to try to follow the Sean McVay route. Now, not literally, because there's only so many young, good coaches out there, even though I have serious questions. Now, I know I'm only me, but I have serious questions about what he did against the Bears today, where you're throwing the ball with Jared Goff 44 times. You weren't down by that much. Could have ran the ball with Todd Gurley a little bit more, but that's just my humble opinion. But I think a lot of teams, I think Green Bay is going to do it. The Browns are going to do it. Some of these teams are going to go after some of these young guys and try to do that Sean McVay thing. And I think there's going to be a lot of Lane Kiffin, Oakland situations with some of these teams. Sean McVay is a hell of a coach. Criticism tonight aside, obviously Sean McVay is a hell of a coach. The guy's a wunderkind. There's only going to be so many of those guys. So don't go out there and think you're going to reinvent things with Sean McVay. Or with another Sean McVay, I should say. There's only one of those guys, and L.A.'s got him. Let me get to John in Dallas. Bring some sanity to this. Hello, John.
Hello, Ken. How's it going, brother?
People are trying to get me excited here, and I'm not going to do it. I'm excited about the Browns' future, but I'm not going to do it for the right now, John. So please bring me back down to earth. At least talk some Cowboys with me. Go ahead.
Exactly. That's what we're going to do. So I'm actually driving back to Dallas right now from Austin in my Dodge Ram. Let me tell you what, brother. That Dak Prescott, he's a hell of a quarterback, but you know who's a better quarterback from Texas?
Oh, my God. Who?
Baker Mayfield.
Super Bowl. Super Bowl. What the hell? What the hell?
Ryan.
What's up,
Hickey,
Ken?
You ass. Would you turn this garbage down? It's not garbage. I'm just upset. Okay?
Wow, so this show is turned we started, we played this song.
I'm sorry.
We reveled in the Browns' win, and now at 1:46 on the East Coast, here we go again,
No, it's not. It's not. I'm just frustrated. It's not garbage. I love Michael Stanley. I love the song. Yes. I take that back. I apologize. I just don't want to get worked up about this, okay?
Your fan base went from the 2016 Browns to, like, the 2005 Colts in a blink of an eye.
Oh, I hate you guys. I hate you so much.
Best quarterback in the league, taking over the division. It's quite remarkable.
Steven in Cleveland. Stop laughing, Steven!
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, America. Man, listen, Michael Stanley rocks, Cleveland rocks.
I apologize for calling. I was just mad. That's where I was worked into a shoot. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Not a problem.
But I do understand why you worked into that shoot, my man.
Thank you.
I guess my question would be, let's be honest, we got three games left. Whether they make the playoffs or not, I mean, mathematically they're still in, and it's good just to be in the discussion. You know, so, and that feels good. Cause,
it's a huge step forward.
So exactly.
Yes, that is a huge step forward.
A tremendous step forward.
Yes.
I guess my question to you, Ken, would be whether or not we make it or not, we know right now they look like a true football team.
Yep.
They're a competitive football team. So my question to you going forward, Ken, what do you think they should do with the coaching going forward? Because here's my thing. I'm not a proponent of keeping anyone at this point, but at the same time, I don't think you can discount anyone. So is there any way possible that you believe that they would be able to bring in a head coach that would be able to, you know, and here's the sad thing, Ken, I don't believe in handcuffing a coach. I understand when a new coach comes in, they normally want to pick their own staff. But do you believe first? So here's my question to you.
Okay.
First,
okay.
Is there any coach that you think that you personally like, the candidates you personally like? And my second question would be, is there any of them who would be willing to keep Kitchens and my man Greg Williams? Thank you. Would keep Kitchens and Greg Williams on as a staff, and I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thank you, guys.
That's a great question, and Steven, I thank you very much for the call, and I thank you very much for the non-insanity. Thank you very much for keeping things as realistic as possible here. For the head coach, if the Ravens were to let go of John Harbaugh, which we keep hearing as a possibility, even if they were to make the playoffs, because if you have that conversation again next year, if they're 4-5 or something like that, and you're talking about letting him go, maybe it's time for a split. If they let go of John Harbaugh, I'd do anything I could to bring him to Cleveland and coach the Browns. Baker Mayfield, the whole thing, mwah. Freddie Kitchens staying on as the offensive coordinator, it would be almost perfect. For Greg Williams, I'm of the mindset, the way that they're winning any football games, they've won 3 of their last 4. The way that they're winning any football games is they're going into the foxhole. Greg Williams is a fine football coach. Certainly could say more for him than I can for Hugh Jackson. Greg Williams is a fine football coach and knows how to motivate. Those guys are playing with Baker Mayfield because Baker's trying to motivate, and they're playing from within, and Greg Williams is jumping in the foxhole with him. If you go into next year and Greg Williams is still part of that staff, but is the defensive coordinator and not the head coach, I think that that can naturally cause some friction. Greg Williams, I know that he might be 60 years old and maybe he's a little long in the tooth and feels that he just wants to be a defensive coordinator again, says these types of things. But if you win games, say they do, say they go out to Denver on Saturday night and they get a win against Denver, and that's going to be a hell of a task. If they go out to Denver and they get a win on Saturday night, they're 6-7-1. Then they come back home, they take on Cincinnati, a team that has been a rudderless ship. They get another win. They're 7-7-1. Then say they lose the final game of the season at Baltimore. They gave it a ride. They come up short 7-8-1. People are going to be feeling really good about Greg Williams. Say they go in a different direction. They bring in somebody else, but they keep Greg Williams there. Naturally, and I think Greg Williams is such a competitor, and I couldn't blame him. He would be questioning some things. And I think those players, they would rally around Baker Mayfield as they are, and they would rally around Greg Williams in turn, and I think then they would question some of the decisions that were made. So either Greg Williams stays on as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns full-time, or he's gone altogether. Freddie Kitchens, from what we're to understand, from a couple of people in the NFL, Locke and Ford, Dane Brugler, a couple of people that we've texted throughout, that anybody who is even having conversations with John Dorsey and the Cleveland Browns, they're talking about Freddie Kitchens staying on as the offensive coordinator. My personal like, I like John Harbaugh a ton. I like him a ton. Should we go around the league or should we just hit more phone calls here, buddy? Let me get to Rick in Baltimore. Let me get to Rick in Baltimore because we don't have much time left. I mean, what the hell, right? There's a couple of teams that are just, do people really care what I have to say about the Jaguars? No. Rick, go ahead.
Hey, Ken. Good show. First time calling you. I called Zach. I cannot be ashamed of our effort today, the Ravens. It was a great game, man. It was a great game. One hell of a game. Of course, the talk around here, the talk shows, we did it again. Cincinnati defense was on the field the last series. It was the same scenario today, brother. And we got to finish him. We got to put him away. And, you know, I'll tell you, there's a lot of talk about Joe, you know, being hurt. Lamar's the man right now as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what they have planned next week, you know?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's the way it looks to me right now, be honest with you, Pittsburgh looks like they don't want it, and we look like, you know, we got a chance. Do we really want it?
Pittsburgh seems like they're trying to win fights in the media against each other than they are actually winning football games, Rick. The Browns, I think, could be the team. Stop it. The Browns could possibly be one to go against you in the future. Would you turn the damn thing down? Rick, thank you for the call. Is this how you're playing me out? To end the show? Rick, thank you very much for the call. Long story short, Lamar Jackson keeps playing well. I say, I was wrong. Don't mess with it. Let's see if it goes that way. I don't know what you're going to do when you actually have to push the ball, but that's something for the future there. Is that the end of that? Because I don't know when to end it when this music's just playing. Here we are. Thank you very much, Icky. For McKeon, for Hickey, for all the Browns fans who think that the Browns are going to the playoffs, I'm Ken Carmen. I'm back next week, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Big thanks to all you. We'll talk to you next week. Have a wonderful week. I'm not reading any more of these tweets. Have a wonderful week, my friends.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.